Hello, everybody. This is Brother Mark saying hello. And this is my first podcast, the first week of January 2016. I'd like to, first of all, wish everybody a Happy New Year and wish you all a most spiritually prosperous, as well as prosperous in any and all other ways, New Year, this 2016. What I have to tell you right now is very, very important, I believe. And that is this, okay? Please always remember that you are a spiritual superstar. And I know when I tell people this, they reflexively laugh and they shrug it off, and that's because they're used to receiving very negative messages in society, belittling their human potential. Please try to always remember that you are truly a spiritual superstar. We have some very intelligent animals on this planet. We have the elephants and the dolphins and the chimpanzees. You know, when they grow to full adulthood, they have the intellect of a three-year-old human child. That's fantastic. The animal kingdom, so to speak, in general, you're not talking about a bunch of stupid creatures, okay? Very, very intelligent animals. But the one thing that they can't do, okay, that the advanced primate, the Homo sapiens sapien, can do, is they can't, although they're very intelligent, they can't accomplish what could be considered the small but critical difference. And that is the ability to think about thinking. Homo sapiens sapien means man who knows that he knows. Okay. So understand that your spiritual potential is unlimited, awe-inspiring, and infinite. And this is what does it. All right. Understand this because it's very, very important. Now, there are going to be people that will try to convince you that, you know, it's very arrogant, it's very conceited to think like this. Well, I've got news for you. If it hasn't done so already, laying claim to your unlimited, awe-inspiring, and infinite spiritual, or if you will, human potential, will save your ass someday. And there's nothing arrogant or conceited about that fact. Okay? The only way they can take this from you is by convincing you that it really doesn't belong to you. You really don't have unlimited potential, and that you need someone or something else to make you the best you can be today. Don't let them do it to you, folks. There are some people in this world making some high-powered salaries whose job it is to convince you exactly of that. Okay, understand that your spiritual, again, or human potential, if you will, is unlimited, awe-inspiring, and infinite. Remember that when you go out into the world, just about everything you're going to come into contact with first existed in the imagination of a human being's mind. Now, of course, you could say that the sky would already exist, or that there's a lonely tree somewhere in the rainforest somewhere that would already exist otherwise. That's true. But just about everything you're going to come into contact with, most everything, first existed in the imagination of a human being's mind. The clothes you're wearing, the cars in the street, the pavement on the sidewalk you're walking on. Okay? It already had its potential to come into fruition via the mind of a human being. And it's the imagination of a human being's mind and the understanding that that imagination could be developed and brought into something of a closer realization to reality. That there could be an idea, and that idea working with the human being's imagination could then be worked and something could be developed which would bring it into the reality that we now know and now have an association with, you see. It was this understanding that made that happen. And if our potential wasn't literally unlimited, it wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be the basis, there wouldn't be the foundation for that process to exist in the first place. Okay? Please understand and remember this, okay? You're a part of that creative process. Your mind's most powerful tool is your mind's imagination. You know, a lot of parents, they tell their children, oh, that's just your imagination. Oh, that's just your imagination. Oh, that's just your imagination. And they say this because, you know, perhaps they were taught this when they were children, because their parents told them this. But what they're really doing is they're belittling that child's imagination. They're belittling that child's ability to create and to use their infinite, unlimited, and awe-inspiring ability as a human being. And so we really need to be careful about that, okay? Our imagination is our mind's most powerful and awesome tool. That's the key that unlocks our unlimited human potential. Our ability to imagine and to then take that and bring that forth into a creative process. So remember, if you remember nothing else from this podcast, remember simply that you are a spiritual superstar and that your potential as a human being is literally, not figuratively speaking, but literally unlimited. Okay? I'm sure we can all think of things that once upon a time were just considered the most crazy and absurd ideas. Who would have seriously thought not too long ago that you could listen and download a pre-recorded podcast? You know, it wasn't that long ago the television or the radio didn't even exist, right? Less than 100 years ago. Less than, you know, one generation ago. Now we've got smartphones and we've got smartphone apps and we can download stuff with Wi-Fi and mobile data, you know? These things were unheard of not too long ago. And it certainly didn't come into existence because the people developing this technology were busy belittling their ability as living, thinking, feeling human beings. That's not how it happened. I can guarantee you that. Okay? So again, remember, you are a spiritual superstar. Your potential as a living, thinking, feeling human being is unlimited, awe-inspiring, and infinite. Have a great day. I'll speak to you next week. Bye now.